It's been a busy Valentine's Day for Microsoft. Chairman Bill Gates delivered a keynote at the RSA Security Conference in San Jose, and CEO Steve Ballmer spoke at the 3GSM World Congress in Barcelona. But in San Francisco, Microsoft unveiled a new partnership with the open source firm Sugar CRM. The world's largest software maker has long been seen at odds with open source. But Microsoft, which dominates the PC market with its Windows OS, has become a major force in enterprise IT, where the reality is Unix, Linux, and other platforms have a firm presence. Microsoft says it wants to make it easier for customers to work with complex environments. Bill Hilf, Director of Technical Platform Strategy for Microsoft, and John Roberts, founder of Sugar CRM, were on hand at the Open Source Business Conference in San Francisco and joined us on the line to chat about the alliance. Bill Hilf says it just makes sense for Microsoft to make these kinds of partnerships.
We're announcing today our intent to collaborate with Sugar CRM on optimizing Sugar CRM for the Microsoft Windows environment. And along with that, we're announcing that the next version of Sugar CRM for Windows will be licensed under a Microsoft Shared Source Community License, which is one of our collaborative development licenses, a royalty-free license that we think is very good for community development. And so why are we doing it? We're doing this because a couple reasons. The first is we have a shared customer base of customers who run in a mixed environment running Sugar CRM on Microsoft products today. About 35% of Sugar CRM business is on Windows already. So we think there's opportunity for us and our customers to do better there. We're also doing it looking forward of customers who may make this choice down the road, and how can we make that experience better. So we're focusing in areas such as optimizing Sugar CRM for the IIS web server, for Active Directory, and for the SQL Server database.
Now, you guys already have a CRM presence out there, and I imagine a lot of people looking at this deal would probably think, well, Microsoft is showing that open source is here to stay, and if you got to live with it, then you might as well make some deals with some of the players that the company sees as being the most important in that universe. Is that kind of what's going on here? Is that a way to look at it?
I would say it's a lot of people like to speculate on why these things happen, and they like to make mountains out of molehills. Let me be real straightforward on why we do this. We do this because there's opportunity and customer interest. We have a product in Microsoft Dynamics CRM, and that is our core CRM strategy going forward. Nothing changes, just like the open source strategy for Sugar CRM doesn't change. We're still committed to that 100%. We'll continue developing that product. But we do have opportunity in shared customers who have made this choice. So we look at it as a way from a business perspective that we can do better together with our partners. And at the end of the day, we are fundamentally a company that needs our partners and our ecosystems to help grow our platform. So we're looking at, in any context, be it a commercial or open source software company, how can we help that platform grow, and how can we help that ecosystem grow? So it's really not that different from the way we currently think about ISVs and how we cooperate and compete with some of those ISVs in the same breath. We do this with a lot of different companies all the time. IBM and Oracle are a couple of the big ones. We do this with many other players at a smaller level too. So it's, in many ways, it hasn't changed very much, although people like to, you know, extend the idea of what it means in terms of overall open source strategy. We think Sugar CRM is a really successful software developer and an ISV for us, and together we think we have more opportunity together building on Windows.
John, a question for you. How does this affect your own open source strategy getting together with Microsoft?
Well, there's really no change, as Bill said, to the core Sugar open source project. And founding the project, our main focus was really writing software and creating an environment for developers around the world to collaborate and write some really cool CRM software for sales, marketing, and customer support. We're not super religious about particular open source licenses, and in fact today we support the MPL and the GPL as well. The things that we look for, though, are full source code, royalty-free redistribution, creating derived works, license protection from patents, and the patents are covered in the released under the source code itself. these are the things that, you know, that are most important to us. So I think, you know, today, you know, I think it's safe to say the majority of the community runs Sugar on the Linux environment, although we've seen a large increase in Windows deployments, and over 35% of our install base and users are running on Windows and are very happy with that environment and want to run on the Windows platform. So as part of this technical collaboration, you know, further optimizing Sugar to seamlessly support IIS, Active Directory, Microsoft SQL Server, which is a database we don't currently support today, and better optimizing it for Windows Server 2003, is a really good thing, because I think it's something that continually comes up in the forums, and so I think it's, you know, from a community standpoint, it's really giving an additional options in terms of the ways in which they, and freedoms in which they can deploy Sugar in their enterprise. I think also when it comes to licensing, you know, the Microsoft Shared Source License absolutely maps to the ideals and the MPL that we use today, and that it does provide for the full source code, redistribution of source code, royalty-free derived works, patents, and the likes. And so the license itself also, I think, you know, it made a lot of sense also in developing a new distribution of Sugar optimized for the Windows platform. It's also to license it under the Shared Source License that is a license, you know, created by Microsoft, and I think you know, customers that run Windows environments, why not offer a choice of licenses as well? As I mentioned before, you know, there's no changes to the core Sugar open source project in terms of our continued support for the MPL, and so there's really no changes. It's basically just creating a new distribution based off the same source code base and just optimizing it for a particular stack that's the Windows platform.
What OSs are you running Sugar on right now, and what flavors as well?
Well, we've been, you know, I think we've been pretty neutral when it comes to platforms. I mean, our focus is really writing a great CRM suite. You know, from day one, we've supported Windows, Linux, Mac OS X, FreeBSD, Unix. I mean, we Sugar pretty much runs on anything. But I think, you know, it's in working with Microsoft, it's made a lot of sense to kind of create more of an optimized distribution for the Windows platform. But we, you know, continue to be supportive of all platforms.
Well, it clearly says something about the open source world out there that Microsoft, which, as you know, go up into the enterprise, up into bigger and bigger enterprises, is becoming one of the dominant enterprise software providers out there. And yet, even though the quest at Microsoft seems to be to try to limit as much as possible the amount of downtime you have from needing consultants and, you know, and all that sort of thing, then on the other hand, working with open source companies like yourself, it certainly shows that it's a complex world out there.
Yeah, I think I would agree with you. I think there is, you kind of touch on a key theme, which is the support and services model and kind of how you develop software. And yeah, it is an important consideration. But again, you know, we at Microsoft, and this isn't really a marketing statement, we constantly have the lens of the customer on. So what the customer is choosing is always the most important issue for us. And how we meet that customer demand is important, not how we always push customer demand. It's important to understand what their choice has been and how can we capitalize on that choice, not just what we may have wanted them to use. Hey, at the end of the day, I want everyone to use Microsoft software. I'm a shareholder, right? That's great for me, but that's not the real world. And people use different technologies and solutions for different needs.
Right. But it does seem like there are two distinct waves out there right now. You've, you know, a handful of companies out there that are saying you want the absolute most transparent piece of software possible with the best hardware, perhaps the most expensive hardware that you can put it on, and then we'll provide you with all the consulting that you need in order to really make that run. And it seems like you guys at Microsoft are saying, wait a minute, no, what we're going to do is we're going to put all that consulting effort into the solutions that you buy so that you don't need to be running around trying to figure out, you know, all those things once you buy the software and install it and you're running all these things. Am I far off in that notion?
No, I mean, that is our goal. Our goal as a software company is to continually reduce complexity in the software so it does more for you out of the box, or when you lift your laptop lid up, it's there. And that's always been our goal as a software company. I think what you're, you know, but let me caveat that by saying there's different needs for different people. And I, you know, when I talk to some customers, they'll say to me, hey, I have one algorithm that needs to run super fast on one stripped down server. It only needs to run this algorithm fast. It needs to run across 1,000 servers. And I got a ton of Unix experience and we actually want to modify all, you know, we don't make products for that person. That's not a customer of ours. They need something that they can mold and shape specific to their environment based on their needs and the people that they have. So it's just understanding that there's different needs. There's not one hammer for all nails.
What you're saying is if you can link to that customer's needs in some way and say, look, you're operating in a Windows environment right here, but then you've got this other area where you're operating with Unix, we're going to do something so that you can still seamlessly get to your data, work with your data, work with, you know, other pieces in the system.
That's precisely it. So here, let me take my customer example of the one algorithm. And he made his second thing maybe is, hey, Bill, I just spent a bunch of money in putting in Active Directory for 100,000 of my employees. I don't want to have a separate system for, you know, signing on to the application or the portal. How can we leverage this now? How can we take advantage of this? And that's how we come to these decisions of, well, let's help those customers that are making these choices.
Bill Hilf is the Director of Technical Platform Strategy at Microsoft. John Roberts is the Chairman and CEO of Sugar CRM. This is PodTech News. I'm Jason Lopez.